When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Lindsay's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly. First of all, love the show and
Thank you.
The fun you have every morning.
Thank you.
Secondly, was talking with some girlfriends recently, and it got me wondering if I'm the only one who does this. Me and my boyfriend have veto power over the other's Facebook page.
Okay.
So I monitor his Facebook page friend requests, and he monitors mine.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of came up with a plan to keep certain people of the opposite sex from being accepted as a friend. It's really a simple thing, just so neither of us accepts a friend request from someone we messed around with in the past. That would be awkward, right?
Mm.
So if he gets a request like that, I can just veto it. I don't really want him being friends on social media or hanging out with these women, but apparently I'm the only person in my friend group who has this kind of veto power over their partner's social media page.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, do other couples out there have veto power arrangements, or are we the weird ones? LOL. Thanks, guys.
Well, Lindsay, I mean, it sounds like you're fishing for us to say, no. All of your friends are the weird ones.
Right.
You're normal.
Right. I feel like she's kind of got her answer with the little, like, survey she's done in her friend group.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. It seems a little controlling. Now, that said, it seems like he's agreed to it. And
yeah,
it's,
I mean,
working
if it's
for
working
them.
For you, that's fine until it doesn't, I guess.
Right.
Or if, you know, something happens and you guys are no longer a couple, just know that maybe this isn't something that everyone would agree to.
Right. Might not be cool in the next relationship.
Now, if you've been burnt in the past, and that's something that we don't know here. If you've been burnt in the past by a partner doing stuff behind your back on social media and then it all coming out later, we can understand maybe why a little bit more of a lockdown.
We can guess that maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know how that would really come into your brain to feel like is necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, part of me is like, hey, I would, I tend to let someone give me a reason not to trust them.
Right.
So if your boyfriend or partner hasn't given you a reason not to trust him, maybe that's, and then maybe you're overstepping just a little bit. But
yeah.
And
you know what? You can be friends with people that you've smooched on in the past before.
Yeah.
Like, it can be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that, and there doesn't need to necessarily be anything weird between you and your ex.
Exactly.
You can still be quote unquote friendly, but maybe there's a reason, and maybe this is why, but we would like to know if you've ever discovered something by seeing your partner's social media, by seeing your partner's, like, behind-the-scenes social media, like you were able to see some messages, or you were able to see some DMs, or something like that.
Right. But see, and also, Lindsay's wanting to know, does anybody else have an arrangement like this? Is it working?
Okay, I mean, if you have one of those too, let us know. All right, 502-795-1997. Already getting a message from a listener who has the same name as my wife. I don't think it's her though, which that would be awkward.
Good note. Let's get to the bottom of it though.
sure. We'll get to that, and then more of your comments and stories on the way. How much autonomy do you have over your partner's social media? Like, can you log into their Facebook or Instagram or TikTok at any time? Do you share each other's passwords? Is it a one-way street? Or do you have no idea what goes on behind the scenes?
Lindsay is rolling in because she thinks, well, her friends have told her that her veto power arrangement with her boyfriend is weird.
Mm.
And so she's wanting to know, is it weird, or are other people doing this? Jeremy, aka J-Mart, says, no, you're super weird. Stop being insecure.
Okay. Well, so here's this, though. A listener by the name of Elizabeth Mice. My wife's name, not my wife, though.
Okay.
Says my ex-husband was being weird about his phone, hiding it, keeping it screened down, all that. So went through it. He said I could whenever I wanted. So I did, found messages of him telling a coworker he would get with her, wanted to be alone with her, wanted to date her, and then lied about those messages when I asked him about it. By the way, this coworker is known for getting with married men. He's an ex for that reason.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Literally didn't work.
Well, he wanted to be caught then. If he is having that kind of activity in his social media and then it's just like, sure, you can check it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He was waiting to be caught.
Yeah. Now, Justin says, my wife and I each have each other's passwords, but we don't monitor or have veto power. This is red flag. Now, so I would agree
with that.
Yeah, I would too. Like, I could log into my wife's Instagram or, her social media, and she could mine at any time. Mostly yes. Because passwords are just saved in the computers and the phone and whatever. So, like we let each other borrow each other's phone and stuff like that. So it's not, we're not like hiding anything. So,
yeah, we know each other's passcodes into the phone. And once you can get into the phone, you can get into anything.
Right. For sure. And so it's not like we don't say, we have veto power, but at the same time, you can get in whenever you want, not hiding anything. So go ahead, have at it.
But then do you feel like you need to? That's really at the root of why you feel like you need to. Jessica on Facebook says, in my opinion, this is basically the same as having a joint Facebook account, which is also weird. Ultimately, it means there's like, not my full trust. Yes, but I've seen there's quite a few that are in my friend group of, it's just a combined Facebook.
Kate and Rob.
Right.
Like, who am I talking to? Kate and Rob.
Right. But it also could just be because one doesn't really care much. But it's like, hey, if you want to, give him a shout out or get in touch with him, this is how you can as well.
Sure. Hey, good morning, Jasmine.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Hey, I wanted to tell you that my marriage counselor told my husband and I that we had to give each other our passwords to all of our social media.
Okay.
In order for them to, for us to trust each other and, that kind of thing.
Did you have trust issues going into it? And this was kind of like catered to you guys?
I didn't, but he's been burnt before.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
So, and it worked really great. And I find all kinds of weird stuff in his DMs where he's like, hey, do you know this person? Should I block them? And I'm like, just block them.
Okay. Well, all right. So that just keeps an open conversation, an open communication with you guys, it sounds like.
Yeah. And he gets DMs from people all the time with crazy photos. And anyway.
Yeah. wow. Your husband must be quite the looker.
Yes.
Of course. So you're saying, hey, the whole sharing passwords thing, it works for you. It can be kind of a team effort. And as long as everybody's on board, no harm.
Yeah. And if I ever, which I highly doubt, got into another relationship, that would be a deal breaker. If I was not able to be transparent with their Facebook page or social media pages, then I wouldn't date them.
All right. Okay.
Well, the counselor suggested it. So cool. There you go.
Jasmine, thank you.
Bye.
Now, see, everybody on Facebook is saying major trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird if you feel like you need to do that.
Sure.
But just like Jasmine said, it can work.
Okay.
It sounds like maybe Lindsay and Jasmine are like, sisters from another mister.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello. I just wanted to say, my boyfriend actually blocked me from seeing his, posts and stuff, mainly because he says, my mind wanders whenever, he posts something. And it's like, I won't say that I get, mad about it. It's just, when he posts stuff that has to do with, our relationship or a relationship in general, I ask him about it and stuff, and he's just it's not about you, so you don't need to freak out about it.
Okay, so you're...
Wait a second! You're blocked from seeing anything your husband posts?
Boyfriend?
My boyfriend. We've been together for, 2 years, but he's like, you just freak out way too much, so... He just blocked me from seeing, like, Facebook. The only thing that I have him on is Snapchat. And even if I make comments about things that he posts on Snapchat, like, he's like, do you want me to block you on that, too? I mean, I can keep you on, like, Snap and stuff, or, like through tags.
Hannah, I feel like we need to spend a little bit more time with you.
We need to take a side road with you, Hannah, because there seems like there's some stuff to unpack here.
So how do you even know he's posting? Do friends, like, say, hey, have you seen what, you know, your boyfriend is writing about on social media?
No, it was, like, one day he posted on, like, Facebook. This is when he blocked me. It was like, I hate when you're in a relationship with somebody and all they can do is lie to you. And then I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I've always been honest with you. Like, I'm not a liar. So, like, I don't understand, Hannah.
If I saw that from my spouse, I would think the exact same thing.
Exactly.
That
is something that is so passive aggressive. It's like, hey, wait a second. Do we have a problem? Do we need to talk about something? What's going on?
Yeah. And then you're saying that he denied that is.
Like,
actually,
you should have been concerned about that, and why are you bringing that up? And now I'm not going to let you see anything I post.
He's just like, it's just to remind you that I don't like liars, so then you know that ahead of time.
What? Like, wait. Oh, he feels like he needs to put public notices out to you on Facebook. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there is an age gap here. There's like, so I'm 26 and he's 37.
Okay.
But. So, there's a little bit of age gap, so he always kind of treats me like I'm the younger of us. Kind of like the immature person. So, he will set the standard through Facebook or whatever, and then I have to kind of follow by it. And
Listen, you sound like the more mature of the two of you. First of all, Hannah,
you don't have to follow any sort of standard.
No. Okay. You do not. And if he feels like he needs to, like, put warnings out to you on social media, that is also a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I just been through, like, we've been through, like, 2 years together.
Sure.
And I just feel like if I end stuff with him, that is just going to be bad on my part. And
Hannah, we know he'll be posting about it for sure.
Well, yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Hannah, you're 26. Take it from Kelly, who waited forever to find the man.
I did. It was worth it.
That she ended up being with. You know,
he does not have to warn me about anything on social media.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm glad you called in, honestly, Hannah.
Yes,
because
this is very good because we're getting like two birds, one stone.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, and honestly, don't, like, Kelly and I, kind of like your aunt and uncle, sitting here going, Hannah, let's see. Let's just take a step back and think about this as a rational human being. If he's, you know, kind of gaslighting you and saying, no.
Yes.
I'm not gaslighting. Yeah. I'm not doing this about you, but yet I'm posting all these things that could be about you. There's something that just ain't jiving with me.
Yeah,
so,
I think maybe you need some strangers that aren't involved with the feelings to be able to help you see this a little clearer.
That's what we're doing right now for you.
What we're doing. This is our tough love therapy sesh. Okay.
That is not
healthy if he feels like he needs to put out warnings on social media that's kind of aimed at you, but then B, block you from seeing it. None of this, I think, is a healthy thing for your relationship.
Yeah.
No, it's really irritating, and I've tried to get him to, like, unblock me. He's like, but we argue way too much about what I post, and I'm like,
Hannah.
But how am I supposed to...
Hannah.
This feels like it's giving you more stress than it's giving you.
It is, and I feel like you're telling us your life. You're telling us without telling us that you need to kind of you have outgrown this relationship.
Yes, you need someone that trusts you 100%. Yes, that's what we're saying.
Not just us. Like, we have a ton of people on our text line that are rolling in going, Kimberly saying, run. Sounds a bit shady.
This is gaslighting. First of all, you need to be in a relationship where someone trusts you completely.
Uh-huh.
And you trust them completely. That has to be the basis of your relationship for it to be healthy and for you to grow together and all the things. So, and you've got, you are 26. You have way more, there are way more fish in the sea that are not going to apparently have whatever is going on in his life that makes him feel like he needs to treat you this way.
Yeah. So, Hannah, I appreciate you talking to us this morning.
I know that's not what you want to hear, but I feel like maybe this is, there's a reason why you called in to try to help out Lindsay when we needed to help you out. I think that's the reason.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Hannah. And keep us posted. And hopefully.
We're invested, Hannah.
I know. You need to keep us posted on what's happening. There's so many people that are texting.
This was such a pivot that we didn't see coming.
It was. Sometimes. Yeah. Hey, look, this is like literally live radio. This is what happens when we think we are going down one path.
We think we're helping Lindsay. We really needed to help Hannah though.
But see, this is what group therapy is all about. It's like, you know, sometimes you hear something that applies to Lindsay, one of our other listeners, and goes, yes. You know what? Maybe this is something that actually applies to my life and can help me out. So.
Well, yes. If you're being blocked by your partner on social media for any reason, that is not a healthy thing. For either one of you.
Right. Hannah,
so I hope.
Hannah, will you keep us posted?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I lost connection.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine.
That was a terrible time.
No.
Yes, no. But yeah. Hannah, you have a swarm of people around you
in your corner.
Yes, that are all like lifting you up and just telling you you deserve more than this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brothers all tell me the same thing.
Yes! Listen to your brothers!
I'm your brother, too!
Yes! I'm your big sister and Benjamin brother, too. Yes.
Like, I will be honest. Like, it's hard because, okay, I have this thing about myself that if I become physical with a person, I get attached, like, hardcore, and it's, like, hard for, he's only my second person.
It's fine.
So he's, like,
it's fine.
It's hard for me to, like, break loose of that, and I'm so used to that man being in control of stuff that I don't know necessarily, like, I think we should end this thing. And, like, I've told him before, like, if you can't get past this, then we might break up. And then he's like, well, then we can just end things, and he's so willing to let me go. But I'm like, how can you be that way?
Take the off ramp. Take the off ramp. Yes. When he gives you that off ramp,
he's giving it to you. So that is another thing telling you that you need to move on from this relationship because there's something so much better around the corner.
All right. Hannah, hey, listen, I would love to talk to you the rest of the show. We do have more that we got to get to, but.
That is fine.
But no.
You have to let us know, though.
Just know that we've got a lot of people in your corner. And
please
it's not
keep
normal
us posted,
behavior.
We're invested.
Yeah, keep us posted, please.
I sure will.
Thank you, Hannah. Oh. We love you. All right, you got it.
Oh, I feel like we're making a difference.
Yes.
That's what I feel like. Hannah is going to go today. That's what I feel like. So we're going to have a conversation. She's going to take that off ramp. And then the right guy is going to be there at some point. May not be tomorrow. At some point.
Okay. All right.
I feel good about this. That was meant to be.
Hey, Lindsay, sorry we got sidetracked.
Sorry, Lindsay, we forgot what we were talking about.
We had to divert a little bit, all right?
We did. Yeah, everybody in the text line, they all knew it. We did. This took priority. Sorry. This was a desperate situation. We needed to help.
All right. Hey, thank you for all of the comments, all the calls. Both Lindsay and now Hannah.
Yes.
Please keep us posted. Please follow up with us. And let us know what we can do. And sometimes the answer's right in front of you. You just need to be shown it, you know?
Yeah, I've got a text message. There's so many aunties and uncles out there right now rolling in to help you out, Hannah. Yes, get out, girl.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys.